Birmingham Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Hello and welcome once again to Verulam Sport Podcasting. And listeners may recall, it was awesome to chat recently with Jane Parker from the awesome Hertfordshire Sports Partnership about their wonderful idea to kind of celebrate lockdown. We know it's challenging, but because of those challenges, the HSP have created the Lockdown Awards, five awards for various sporting institutions, clubs, individuals who really seized the day and done their best with this challenging time. Now, Jane is back because it's August the 21st. Where's that gone to? How's that slipped by so quickly? And it's the final day for you to get involved. So to give a final call to arms, it's an absolute honour to welcome back Jane Parker from the HSP. How are you, Jane?
Hello, yes, I'm good, thank you.
Yes. Splendid. Lovely to have you back. And again, it is now the final day, August the 21st, Friday, to get involved. Jane, just give me an idea, though. Again, when we first spoke, it was just beginning. How well received has this been? How many kind of applicants have you been receiving?
So it's been really good, actually. I don't know if we expected to have this many, but we've had, so we're just under 100 nominees across the five categories. So yeah, we're really pleased with how well it's been taken up and how many people are nominating their special people who they feel have, you know, helped them out during lockdown. So no, it's really good.
Absolutely. And a final day to add to that list, to put yourself in the mix. Five categories. I think they're brilliant categories. Just reminders of exactly what those five categories are.
So yes, we've got best use of lockdown. So looking at kind of how you've actually used lockdown and how you've, what you've done. Could be you developed yourself or you developed the club, or you know, you've just done something to really help lockdown. Best lockdown coach. So have you or has somebody, you know, excelled and developed as a coach, or has your coach gone above and beyond during lockdown? That's kind of actually been our I'm just looking at the numbers. I thought that was our top one. Best lockdown club is actually the top one, but they're very close. Mm-hmm. They both had quite a lot of nominees, so that's really good. And then we've got, it's most inspiring club. It's actually what it's called. And then we've got best active lockdown video. We've had some lovely videos coming in. It's been really nice to see those. Some are quite funny. And then we've also had best active lockdown photograph. Probably our not as popular, the photograph one, which we thought would be. So if you've got photographs, definitely get those sent in to me, because we'd love to see a few more photos. And we had, during lockdown, a really good photo competition. So we kind of know there's some really good photos mm-hmm. out there. So yeah, we just need those to be entered in a little bit more.
Yeah, get involved with the photographs. But they're all fabulous categories. You know, just demonstrate, doesn't it? And I'm sure you've kind of felt that when you've looked through all the pushing 100 kind of applicants you've already received. Just how amazing, isn't it, that in these challenging times, certain individuals, clubs, organisations have refused to be beaten. They've adapted, they've evolved, they've seized the day. It really must be quite humbling in a way to have had such a great return on this.
Yeah, no, definitely. It has. It's really, I think the whole team actually have been quite impressed and excited really about it. And also, it's been nice to see there's you know, different category, the different categories, but also the different clubs that it's coming from. Mm-hmm. It's not just your traditional club. We've got some more like your women's running groups and different kind of just different people who've actually entered and nominated people, which has been really good and nice to see. But yeah, so good to also see that people have really appreciated what their clubs and what their coaches and people have been doing during lockdown to help them out and keep them going. So, no, yeah, we're really pleased and we're excited to get it, the voting kind of open and stuff for people to see all these really good nominations.
Yeah, I'm excited to see this as well. Because I like that. Again, it's a reflection almost of you living what this is all about, this adaptation, this evolving process, because it is going to be there for the public, I guess, to decide on the winners from all these entrants and all these different categories. I guess they say, Jane, that the art of good management is delegation, and fairly soon it's going to be up to you to decide on the winners. Was that, what was the thought process in making it almost a voting kind of option here?
We've never tried it before with the our normal Services Sport Awards, and we kind of always, every time we kind of regather and discuss the Sports Awards, we kind of always say, oh, should we do it, should we not? So we kind of thought, do you know what, this year's been so different anyway. Mm-hmm. I think it's a perfect opportunity to actually give it a go, and it would be a lot harder for us, you know, to, we could do it obviously virtually on Zoom, but to get a judging panel together. So for actually, I think it's a great time to see how the voting works and see how it goes. And I know it's nice as well, I think, to get clubs behind each other. And a lot of the people who've been nominated have also been quite excited, I think, and asking when are the voting open. And I think some people are going to really be getting behind their coaches and their clubs. I think some people nominated the same person quite a few times as well. Mm-hmm. So we've seen that kind of happen, and obviously I think there's going to be some, you know, it's going to be quite a competitive field out there, which obviously is what you like to see in sport.
Absolutely. But also what I love about that is that you can imagine people really engaging across social media and kind of building it into a nice natural momentum. And that's going to spread the word about sport in Hertfordshire, sport in general. So, you know, I just think it's a really, really important and positive award process here. So seriously, just a massive respect, quite frankly. I don't know if it's necessarily the right word, but it feels appropriate, Jane. Gratitude from Verum Sports perspective that you've innovated here and kind of given this opportunity. Because, you know what, my word, there's a lot of negativity in the air sometimes, isn't there?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, yeah, it's kind of, yeah, one of those ideas that actually you just think, should I say it? Should we say it? Then we sort of said, right, we can't do our normal awards. What about lockdown awards? And, you know, doing a smaller thing, doing it all online. And everybody in that team meeting was just like, yeah, that sounds like a really good thing. Like, that, I think that's a great idea. So, yeah, I think it was just brilliant idea, and it just kind of took off. And then even just creating it and thinking about it was just quite exciting, and yeah, putting it together. And, yeah, I think it's going to be so good to try and get out to the whole world, really, that sport has done so much during lockdown. Obviously it's not been able to happen as it would normally, but mm-hmm. it still has had that impact and that difference that it makes to people's lives. It's still managed to do that, which, yeah, it's brilliant. And obviously now we're looking at, you know, going back, like my training actually starts back next week, mm-hmm. which, yeah, seems odd now. And it kind of does seem a bit like, oh, lockdown, it does seem quite a while ago now that things were totally shut off and you couldn't do anything. But actually, it wasn't that long ago, and it was such a difficult time for people. So it is definitely, it's important to recognise this and really celebrate it.
Yeah, you know, it's been really humbling for me to interview people from all kinds of sporting areas and fields and levels. But one of the kind of core common denominators that's really struck me is just how powerful sport is in people's lives, how much of a crucial role it does play in that sense of community. in that sense of physical, mental well-being and just improvements and, you know, the indomitable spirit that's come forth for me has been really exciting to appreciate. And I can't wait to see some of these awesome entrants. I'm sure literally embodying and personifying this. And again, just listening, come on, photographers. I know you've got your awesome lockdown photos. Get them in. But there's those five categories. Jane, remind us of the five categories. And then crucially, on the final day, tell us how we can get involved and get a late in the day nomination in.
Yeah, so the five categories. So most inspiring club, best active lockdown video, best active lockdown photograph, best use of lockdown, and best lockdown coach. And then, yeah, so tomorrow, so Friday the 21st of August, that's the deadline. So obviously close of play. Are we kind of going through all the nominations and getting them all on our online voting portal? But to nominate, if you head to sportinhearts.org.uk, and then it's the lockdown awards. But yeah, so head to that, or we're on our social media pages. All of them are Sporting Hearts. You'll be able to find our posts on there as well about the lockdown awards, and there's links direct to the website, Twitter as well. We posted that recently, so definitely have a look. You'll be able to find the kind of link straight to the page. And then, yeah, you can nominate. With regards to the video and the photograph, again, there is a link to it, but it's just direct email to me, which is j.parker20@hearts.ac.uk. So yeah, you can just get those straight across to me, but the other ones have got actual nomination forms which you can do via the website.
Perfect. Still time, but not much time to get involved here. And I know you're aware, you're grateful, you've been involved with your local sporting club. You want to recognise that success, get involved. Jane, remind us again, please, critically, of the website and the best way to engage.
Yep. So sportinhearts.org.uk/HSP-lockdown-awards. But yeah, it's, if you go on the main page, you'll be able to find it as well. So sportinhearts.org.uk.
Absolutely perfect. Again, I just adore this project. I'm seriously in awe of everything that the HSP does and continues to do. I'm excited to witness some of these great videos and photographs of the great work that's been done from a sporting perspective in these challenging times. But right now, Jane, it's been great to spend a little bit of time with